This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live, and it is the Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk. Thank you, Daryl. Really appreciate that. Mark and Daryl doing Free Talk with a special guest.
Tom Woods. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that was my cue.
I'm not sure.
I'm not in the studio very much. Okay?
It's good to go over cues beforehand.
Oh, yeah, he has no clue. I just kind of pointed at him.
I thought you were just gesturing while you were talking. I don't know.
Tom, it's a real pleasure to have you in the studio. And, you know, one of the things that, you are, I called you the celebritarian after we took our picture here in the studio. I'm delighted to have you on the show. And, I call myself a celebritarian, so therefore, if I'm delighted and excited that you're here, you must be the celebritarian.
So he's an A-lister, and I guess that you and Ian would probably be, you know, right on the cusp of between A and B, and whatever, I'm probably somewhere around, like, a C-lister.
If somebody knows me, I'll give them a signature or whatever it is that they want. I don't care. I mean, I'm happy to talk to anybody, and I know that Tom Woods is as down to earth as they come. Tom, we're going to take another call here, but I want to talk about a debate you've got coming up with Mike Malice, who's also been on the show.
Oh, he has!
Yeah, well, we had them all, Tom.
Well, the thing is that, like, until about a little over a year ago, I never even heard of the guy, and now, in a way, I can't live without him. He's so good.
He is good.
Didn't he write the unauthorized biography of
autobiography of Kim Jong Il? Yeah, the North Korea leader. Well, here's the beautiful thing. He and I are debating the general proposition that Alexander Hamilton is a hero to the cause of liberty. And he is arguing in the affirmative, if you can believe that.
So that's the result.
Alexander Hamilton was a hero for the cause of liberty. And I'm arguing in the negative. And we're going to debate this in New York City. The details are at my events page, which is tomwoods.com/events. But we're going to debate this December 3rd. And it's an Oxford-style debate, which means there's a winner. Because you poll the audience before the debate. You see how many people are on each side. And then after the debate, you poll them again. So whichever debater has changed the greater number of minds is declared the winner, and it is going to be so awesome, partly because, I mean, in my opinion, this is just, and this is, by the way, we've had so much trash talking going on Twitter between the two of us, making fun of each other, making jokes.
Doing that.
It's unbelievable, because he's so good at it, too. Yeah, he's so quick on his feet. Yeah, you know, not really not.
He's
absolutely. Well, let me just put it this way. There are going to be little pieces of Michael Malice all over New York City by the time I'm done with it.
And the thing that I really like about Oxford debates is it's very formal. Yeah. Of each person makes an opening statement, then there's the rebuttal, and then there's the closing.
I think it's going to be exciting.
It's not just two people up there yelling at each other.
Right. No, it's not that at all. Which, with Malice, though, would be fun, and I would be at a huge disadvantage because he's so quick.
Yeah.
So thank goodness it's not like that.
Yeah, you don't want to get in a situation where it's just back and forth.
I would never have agreed to that. Never.
But I've heard a lot of libertarians say, like, I love debating. But what they actually mean is, I love to argue with people.
Yes. That's what they mean. Let's go to Dennis calling in from New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I got a question for Mr. Woods. But before I ask that question, I got to say I'm a little bit disoriented because I'm looking at the studio cam, and there's a bearded silent man sitting next to Mr. Woods. And it's a little bit freaking me out. Is that his bodyguard?
It is my bodyguard.
The state rep?
I thought that might be a state rep that I know, but I wasn't sure because he
moonlights, you know.
See, New Hampshire is the kind of place where, like, a state rep will escort Tom Woods to the radio program.
That's what happened. You know, it's been a really great Thanksgiving over here in Keene, I got to say.
Oh, yeah. Best Thanksgiving ever.
What's your question, Dennis?
So, Mr. Woods, I know you've got, like, a family and the whole thing. What do we have to do? Like, look to your right and look at that state representative. What do we have to do to make you turn to your family and say, guys, you know me. Did you see what just happened in New Hampshire? I have to go.
Oh, that's where this is going.
I did a little bit of this at Thanksgiving dinner. Once Tom Woods talked about, well, you know, we could move from Kansas.
Look, I mean, nothing's cast in stone yet, other than that we haven't ruled out the possibility of relocating. Because, I mean, I don't know if people are listening from Kansas, but I just don't like it at all. I'll just be honest. I just don't like it.
There's a great school where the kids go, though.
Yeah, they have a great school. It's a school where, in the high school, where a part of the school, where they teach the so-called Great Ideas course. When they get to political thought, I come in and teach classical liberalism.
They must be a good school.
Yeah, I mean, like, what? Most schools would bar the door. It would be a special password that all parents knew except me to get in. So it really is great. It's the one thing that basically keeps me there. I really don't know. I mean, I would just have to see. I don't know. I don't really know how to answer your question. I can't say I've definitively ruled it out. Well, but I grew up in Massachusetts. I know at least the northern part of New Hampshire. I know it well. I took my kids to Canobie Lake Park last summer. I can't say I would absolutely rule it out. I am sort of looking toward warmer climes right now. But then I think about what Ian Freeman said, who's off camera, but who I'm blowing his cover. He is here. I remember when he came on my show, maybe it was when I was on Free Talk Live, and he said, well, you know, they do have coats. You know, like if it's cold, you can put on a coat. Big deal.
I'm sitting here in my compound in the woods, and I've got this nice heater. My feet are so toasty.
And they have hand warmers.
But you don't. What do you need any particular person for, right? You guys have, what you need is enough people to trigger the move, and I'm just one of those people. It doesn't matter where
you,
I am. You can watch me on YouTube from anywhere.
Your 7,000 children.
7,000.
Okay, 5,000 children.
Well, if you round it to the closest 7,000.
And you know, when my kids are in school, and I had so many private schools to choose from for where do I want my kids to go.
Can you tell me what town in New Hampshire you live in?
I'm in Hopkinton.
Hopkinton, okay. Oh, but that's so far from Massachusetts. I hate being so far away.
So you could live near Nashua.
A telecommuter who could work from anywhere.
I think it's a fair question to ask somebody who purports libertarianism. Hey, if there was a place on the planet that was sufficiently libertarian, would you move there? Like, this is kind of the question.
Yeah, but these are the same people who say I have to move to Somalia. You know, I don't have to move anywhere.
That's Edge's Law, just so you know, that if a conversation with one libertarian and it goes on long enough that Rhodes or Somalia will be mentioned.
And they have both come up.
Yeah,
Somalia is one giant road.
But you know what? But we don't have to mention Hitler. Everybody else can talk about Hitler. Hitler doesn't have to come up. Godwin's law doesn't necessarily reign.
Somali Hitler.
What are you proposing to do to get Tom to move, Dennis?
Well, I'm putting him on the spot. He's got to tell us. There's got to be something. Like, you've done sales, Mark. Look, you've got to tell me. What does this car have to
but
cost?
How is it better for me? What's the benefit to having me here?
Okay.
I'm not going to just sit around and answer people's questions.
I guarantee you, your being here will alter the political discourse in this state. I know this with a certainty.
Having Tom Woods as a signer of the Free State Project.
I tell you what, Tom, you probably come to some of our hearings where guys like the state representative on your right are wishing someone would come in with the libertarian cred and lay it down.
There, it's true that a citizen can go to Concord, and it's not very far, right? Like, you know, Concord from Keene is maybe 50 minutes.
Flat, Mr. Woods would have a column in the Concord Monitor, and it I'm telling you, this would be insane.
Economist Tom Woods.
I don't disagree with the assertions over time that he is saying that you would be able to testify in front of the House. You would be motivating in that way. If you go to Kansas, what's the capital of Kansas? Is it Topeka?
It is
Topeka. If you go to the State House, you probably have never been.
never have.
Because it's inconsequential and unimportant to go to 49 state houses.
That's
and
true.
Say something.
And listen, I mean, I hope I don't mean to sound dismissive or anything. I mean, I'm just trying to think about what's best for the whole family and
sure.
everything. And I love what you guys are doing here, and I support it completely. But at the same time, and please don't misunderstand, I am extremely flattered and honored that somebody would speak about me in this way. But at the same time, I've one thing I've noticed over the past, well, since, let's say, Ron Paul's first presidential campaign, is that the same libertarian names just keep getting mentioned over and over again. You know, so my name's out there, mm-hmm. and there's the Judge Napolitano, and there's you guys. But 2015, it's still the same names. And I feel like that's not a good development. And there's too much emphasis on these individuals. We have to cultivate this among more people.
There are some great communicators out there. I'm a fan of Adam Kokesh as a communicator.
Right, but he's the same name again. He's another old name.
He's been around since 08.
Indeed. Well, you know, I mean...
he's also not the person to communicate with state representatives.
It's true.
We all have our niche, don't we?
Right. I think that there are some, you know...
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-8682. The advanced O2Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Thanksgiving edition of Free Talk Live. It is really exciting to have Tom Woods here in the studio.
Who is going to punch Daryl if he doesn't stop doing that turkey noise.
No punch. punching. And it's Mark and Daryl with you. And we've just been, basically, it's been really easy to do the Thanksgiving show. We've just opened up the mics and let people talk to Tom Woods, apparently. But, yeah, let's go to Nathan calling in from Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks to you. Same to you.
So I really recommend, before I get to my comments, I really recommend episode 335 of the Tom Woods Show. It's titled How I Became a Libertarian, and it's a really good listen. So
you can get it at tomwoods.com/335, just slash whatever the episode number is. Thank you.
Yeah. I really like it when they, you know, people make it easy to type the URLs. You don't have to, like, type, you know, .html or, you know, whatever after it. So you were talking about moving to New Hampshire and the climate, and I had two comments about that. One, the cold climate is actually it's a boon. It's a good thing. And the reason it's good is because it sort of keeps out all the R-selected moochers who, you know, just want to live off the welfare and whatnot. So it's a little harsh, but it's kind of like, think of it like it's like a natural invisible force field that sort of keeps out the people that, you know, can't cut it.
Okay.
And the second point.
All right. I'll consider that. All right. What's the second point?
Okay. So the second point is I think a lot of people would be interested if you did move to New Hampshire, and not necessarily because it's, you know, the great Tom Woods has moved to New Hampshire. You know, not like that. More like so one of the things I've been thinking about for moving to the Free State Project is the sense of community that's there. And I've listened to some people, you know, go to different events like Liberty Forum, and I haven't gotten a chance to go myself yet. But I've heard mixed things. So I've heard, you know, I've heard about Facebook drama and people, you know, doing ridiculous things, severing relationships. But I've heard about good relationships, too, and things like that. So I think what a lot of family-oriented people are going to think is if you move to New Hampshire, you're basically endorsing it as an environment that a family would want to be in.
It is one of I think it won something to do with the best state to raise your kids or something at some point.
And there was a survey that just came out a couple of days ago that ranked New Hampshire the number 3 state to live in the entire United States of America.
Wow.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, that is pretty good. And, I don't know what to say to you guys. Right? I mean, I know it sounds really good. I don't know what to say.
I don't want to grill Tom Woods on where he's going to move at some point in the future. I just want him to know that, hey, you know, New Hampshire is a possibility, and there's a lot of value to that.
Now, I heard that you guys are actually getting close to the number.
We are at 89% of the number of signers. The Free State Project has gotten 89% of the 20,000 signers that we are hoping to have. But I really honestly consider that just to be sort of a press thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are currently 1,800 people in state for the Free State Project, and then another 2,500 or so that are friends of the Free State Project. We have 4,000 Free Staters in the state of New Hampshire, if you want to use that terminology. And they, you know, we've done everything at this point that I was hoping to see at the end of the Free State Project. It's already been achieved. We've got basically a libertarian veto in the New Hampshire House. What I mean by that is 20% of the representatives in the state of New Hampshire, in the New Hampshire House, they are nominal libertarians. And that means that you got to get your liberal or your conservative bill passed them. Nathan, I do appreciate the call. Thanks so much. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Jacob calling in from Connecticut. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
All right. I have a question for Mr. Woods. I'm a Free State signer myself. My wife and I, we're going to be moving up. And as a libertarian, I don't feel I have any right to tell you where to live or how to live your life. But I hope that you'll consider New Hampshire, especially once we hit our goal of 20,000, which we're going to do, and really start making some changes and make New Hampshire the best state in the union. So as a libertarian, it's just too enticing to pass up. And I really do hope you move, because honestly, I think you would be an amazing spokesman for our movement and a really great face for the intellectual side of what we do.
Thanks for the call.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 855-450-3733. I swear, I didn't think the guy from Texas and the guy from Connecticut.
Yeah, Mark is trying to set it up so that we
pitch the Free State Project to you.
I don't know why you were pointing at me. I'm not going to sit here and barbecue the guy about the Free State Project.
You had a question about a university that you wanted to ask Tom Woods?
Oh, yeah. So I came across this article a couple days ago. Apparently there's a college down in Massachusetts that is the first school to completely do away with asking applicants for the SAT and ACT scores. There have been schools that have made it optional where they still put it on the application and put, you know, not required. But Hampshire College apparently has said, nope, we don't care. Don't tell us the score. We're not putting a line on the application anymore. And I know you're, you know, big on the education aspect. So I wanted your thoughts on this.
Well, when you and I were talking about it, and they were saying that one of the reasons they don't want to do it is that these tests are biased against people who are poor, or they're culturally biased against certain subcultures or whatever. Well, this is an old argument that years and years ago, Arthur Jensen did a whole study on this where he went around and asked people, he said, here are the questions that are being asked. Pick out the ones you think are the most culturally biased, the ones that are most likely to trip up people who are poor. Let's say if it's a question about the opera, well, a poor person is less likely to have gone, or people who belong to racial minority groups, whatever. Pick out the questions you think they would be most likely to be tripped up on. And it turned out those were not at all the ones they were tripped up on. So it's exactly the opposite of the ones they were tripped up on were questions that involved some kind of like mental calculation, like mathematical patterns or repeating numbers in reverse or whatever. It was not the what was the name of Shakespeare's play such and such. It wasn't that at all. Now I can't say I have followed the SAT all that closely over the years in terms of how good of an indicator it is of how people do. But in general, I find these standardized tests, especially something like the SAT, I mean, it's not going to tell you everything about a person, but it can give you a little bit of a hint.
Now, I hear they've redone the SAT with, new higher scores or whatever.
Right.
I was a mediocre high school student. I think my grade point average was, somewhere in the C+, B- realm. But I didn't do too badly on my SATs and ACTs. Mostly because, I can, osmosis, right? You sit in the classroom, you learn a certain amount of stuff, plus, I'm kind of a smart guy. I think it was 1170 for my SAT and 25 for my ACT, if I remember. And, people are either saying, wow, that's high, or whoa, that's low. Whatever they're saying right now, I don't think it's that
high. I only took one of them, and I got a 23.
Yeah, that's right. You're in the same ballpark there. So I kind of feel like the SAT and the ACT in that circumstance does not tell you what kind of student I'm going to be, necessarily. I really felt like what I needed was a dose of real life. And then I could would have been ready for university at that point, because I would have understood that, hey, if you want to learn and do, if you want to be something more than, driving a shovel or whatever, then maybe you need, maybe you need a better education. Actually, I never had that opportunity, so, I didn't do that. But
It's not the indicator, right? It's not like there's just... But it's a component of an application, and I think the abolition of it is typical of this trend whereby we don't want objective numbers anymore.
Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Thanksgiving edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Daryl, and Tom Woods.
Tom Woods sitting in with us. Thanks so much for being here.
Daryl was afraid I'd forget to say my name, so he just said it for me.
Yes. Well, every other time it's come time for you to say your name, somebody just points at you and you sit there for a second.
Yeah, like what?
Anarchapulco. It's the world's first and largest anarcho-capitalist conference. This year, the speakers are just, it's star-studded. Jeffrey Tucker, Doug Casey, Luke Rudkowski, Adam Kokesh, Larkin Rose, Roger Veer. It's a huge, huge list. I'm really excited. Tone Vase, Jose Rodriguez, Bob Podolsky. It's February the 19th through the 21st. Actually, it runs for a full week from February 17th through the 23rd, but most of them, it's sort of surrounded by workshops. The main event, 19th through the 21st, at the Acapulco Grand Hotel in Acapulco, as you guessed it. You can go get your tickets right now. They've got early bird tickets. Anarchapulco.com. I'm excited about this event. Anarchapulco.com. I went last year and had a wonderful time. This year, I think it's in conflict with Liberty Forum.
It is.
So that's an issue. Anarchapulco.com. It is. However, the weather's going to be much better there. I can assure you of that.
Yes, there should not be snow on the ground in Acapulco in February. So we were talking about Hampshire College, and they've done away with asking for ACT or SAT scores on the applications for students. The president of the school says, in our admissions process, we review an applicant's whole academic and lived experience. We consider an applicant's ability to present themselves in essays and interviews, review their recommendations from mentors, and assess factors such as their community engagement and entrepreneurship. And yes, we do look closely at high school academic records, though in an unconventional manner. He says we look at grade point average as a measure of performance over a range of courses and time, distinct from a one-day test such as the SAT or ACT.
Well, they say the SAT or the ACT is a one-day test, but if you're unsatisfied with your score, you can always go get another one.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, it's not exactly
if you
like,
want to pay the $100 to retake the test.
It's not cheap, and I understand that there might be some concerns for poor people, but, you know, $100 when you're talking about tens of thousands for college, you're not talking about much there. $100, that's the cost of a textbook.
The only reason I was able to go to college is because I got scholarships.
Yeah.
And
that's
the only reason
you should go to college.
I would not have gone. So let's talk about some of the results that they've had. But before I get into that, he says that a student's consistent A grades may be coupled with evidence of curiosity and learning across several disciplines. And a strong high school graduate will demonstrate purpose, a passion for authenticity, and commitment to positive change. So what are some of the results they've had? He says, our yield, the percentage of students who accepted our invitation to enroll, rose in a single year from 18% to 26%. The quantity of applications went down, but the quality went up, likely because they made it harder to apply, asking for more essays. Class diversity increased to 31% students of color, the most diverse in our history, up from 21% 2 years ago. The percentage of students who are first generation from their family to attend college rose from 10% to 18% in this year's class.
Okay, well, how did the academic performance of these kids turn out? We'll have to wait and see. I think that is the real question, isn't it? Are they going to do well or are they not going to do well? It doesn't
do
matter that
care
these,
about that?
These yeah, exactly. They want to boast about demographics, but that's great and everything, but how are they doing?
Well, I remember this. I don't know if you get to see that Yale video from last week or something, where the lady who's complaining about at the there's a fire. What's the name of that organization?
Something like Foundation Individual Rights.
In education.
Yeah. So there's a fire speech on freedom of speech or whatever, and the students are protesting this, basically that they don't like the idea of freedom of speech because some people might wear offensive Halloween costumes. And one of the Yale students is actually yelling at one of the deans of one of the colleges because, well, this isn't supposed to be a place of higher learning. This is supposed to be a place of comfort and home. We're all supposed to be comfortable here, which means that everybody has to do things that make me comfortable.
Yeah. Well, of course, in theory, you're supposed to be roused out of your comfort zone.
Right.
It's funny, there have been some professors who have insisted on that college is not where you're supposed to be comfortable. And yet, although people who show up who have very conventional pro-state views are actually very comfortable in college, and they're not shaken up at all. They need to be shaken up much more than they are already. But it's like the campuses have gone like 10 times crazier than they were like a year ago all of a sudden. It's just enough. In fact, at Brown University, they now have safe rooms. If a controversial speaker comes, you can go to the safe room, and in the safe room, this is not a joke, they have pleasant, soothing music. They have coloring books.
Well, what if I'm offended by the pleasant, soothing music?
Well, I don't
and their
know, but I mean, maybe the milk. I'm not kidding. The cookies, the blankets, and pillows they have there. I mean, that's unbelievable. So, what kind of? I would not want to hire somebody to help me with my company if I knew they were such a delicate flower that they have to go color in a coloring book for
what? What do I want you at my company? Because what you sound like is a lawsuit waiting to happen, right? If you need blankets and coloring books.
Oh, yeah. You are a lawsuit waiting to happen. I look at you the wrong way, and it's going to crush your spirit.
Look, I know men that own businesses, and they say, I don't know what to do about women. And look, this is what they say. This has nothing to do with Free Talk Live or my opinions or anything like that. What they say is, I'm petrified. I can't not hire a woman, because if I don't hire them, it's sexist. If I do hire them and, you know, say interpret something that somebody says in the office, the sexual harassment, then I've got to deal with that. If I don't deal with it properly, then it's a lawsuit. If they call out for some reason that, I'm generally not expecting that, that I've got to treat that with kid gloves. And that's, I'm not trying to single out a segment here, but my God, if employers are that petrified of their employees, then something's gone wrong.
And over the last 10 to 15 years, sexual harassment has been redefined in such a way as to where neither word has to even fit within what was said. You could just tell somebody, Sally, you look good today. And that's sexual harassment, even though you're not trying to force. I've seen court rulings where people have been found guilty of sexual harassment for something that did not involve them harassing someone into intimacy, and never even asked for intimacy or never asked for a date.
What are you talking about, the posters in mechanic shops and that kind of thing?
No, where somebody had said something as simple as, your hair looks good today. Mm. And then the female employee goes, files a sexual harassment claim, and then the poor schmuck that just wanted to compliment Sally on her hair winds up getting terminated because of sexual harassment.
Tom Woods, thank you so much for coming in and having Thanksgiving with us. It was really wonderful.
It was tremendous. Thank you so much. And I just got an email from another Free Stater inviting me to something else tomorrow.
I'm sure.
Your 25th high school reunion down in Massachusetts.
No. That's where you're going to be.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to be. I'll try and make both things if I can.
And what are folks going to go find if they go to tomwoods.com?
They're going to find a podcast on every episode, on every topic under the sun, plus a free ebook. If you go to BernieIsWrong.com, you get my free ebook, Bernie Sanders is Wrong.
Speaking of Bernie Sanders, so I've gone ahead and I've endorsed him for the Democratic nomination. Now, that's a qualified statement, right? There's only, Clinton, Sanders,
21 people on the New Hampshire ballot for the Democratic primary.
I love how you, can we name anyone besides?
All right, well, just give me, you have two, how long?
Vermin Supreme
is one of them.
Can you give me your 5-second reason for why Bernie?
He's less likely to bomb people.
Yeah, that is true. I'll give him that.
That's it. But you can't have.
But he's making socialism fashionable. That's the problem.
No. Well, socialism's as fashionable as socialism is. I don't know if it's going to make it more fashionable. 855, 450, free. Free Talk Live. Tom Woods, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF NSF-53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Tom Woods has left the building. He's on his way back to, I don't know, wherever it is in Texas that he's spending the night. He's here for his 25-year high school reunion, and he said he was coming, and the day before Thanksgiving, coming on Thanksgiving Day for his high school reunion, which is the day after, I'm like, well, come on to Keene, New Hampshire, and have Thanksgiving with us. And we had a really great time. It was so wonderful to have him. And I want to thank him deeply for being on the air with us here. And it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
A long-standing tradition on Free Talk Live is to talk about the first Thanksgivings.
So I'm sure most people know the story of the pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock and
Squanto.
Something, blah, blah, blah. A year later, they had a Thanksgiving, and we celebrate it to this day. Well, I want to let you know that we're actually celebrating Thanksgiving on the wrong day, and the pilgrims in Massachusetts were not the first people to have a feast of Thanksgiving in the New World. There's a claim, not backed up by any historical documents, but there's a claim that there was a Thanksgiving feast in St. Augustine, Florida in 1565. But the first one that we know of that is supported by historical records was actually in Jamestown. Jamestown being the first permanent English settlement that was settled originally in 1607. In present-day Virginia, and for the first 12 years of the colony, there was no established or recognized government. The first representative assembly in the New World convened in the Jamestown Church on July 30th, 1619. The General Assembly met in response to orders from the Virginia Company to establish one equal and uniform government over all of Virginia, which would provide just laws for the happy guiding and governing of the people there inhabiting.
So they say that, you know, there's no government, but isn't that just sort of the strong man thing from tribal days? I mean, don't they just function basically like a tribe? If somebody steps out of line or in some egregious way, they're going to be dealt with by the group, right?
Right. It was a private company, the Virginia Company, that settled in Jamestown, and there were bosses and there were workers, and then there were, you know, the spouses of the bosses and the workers, so that there was a hierarchy, but it was not, you know, what we would think of necessarily as a government.
Okay.
Because people did not vote on who the boss is.
Right.
The company said, okay, Mark, you're the boss.
Okay.
And everybody that's not Mark, you're a worker, and you listen to Mark.
Well, I would assume the boss worked, too. There weren't that many people to work at that point.
Right, but, you know, like, you get my point.
It's like Free Talk Live. You know, the boss means you work the hardest.
So later in that year, on December 4th, there was another group of settlers that arrived, and they held a service thanking God for their safe arrival. Some suggest that this was the first true Thanksgiving in the Americas ahead of their arrival, or rather a couple years ahead of the arrival of the Pilgrims in Massachusetts. Before the group that arrived in December of 1619 left England, they vowed, "We ordain that the day of our ship's arrival at the place assigned for the plantation in the land of Virginia shall be yearly and perpetually kept a holy day as a thanksgiving to Almighty God." These words are actually carved into a brick gazebo marking the approximate location of their landing along the James River in Berkeley Plantation. The first Thanksgiving celebration was not because of a bountiful harvest or because settlers being saved from starvation by a group of natives.
Think about it for a second.
The first Thanksgiving was a day to give thanks for safe arrival from England.
Think about, for a second, what it must have been like to land in the United States. You didn't land in New England in a, you know, beautiful cornfields or anything like that.
They landed in a swamp.
Right. Well, even so, I'm here in, you know, rural New Hampshire, and there are trees everywhere. I can't imagine what it would have taken a settler to wrest a living out of this land. It's all rocks and, you know, the clay dirt. It's very difficult. You know, farming here is nothing compared to, say, the Midwest. Our chief exports currently are rocks and tree sap. So, I mean, you can see it's, you know, I mean, there are farms here. Local vore economy is, I think, among the top in the United States. But the reason is because the demand for locally grown food is here, not because this is the best place in the world to grow food. How do you get, you know, where do you plant food that first year? You can't take down trees. You can't pull stumps. You don't have time for that stuff. You're going to have to eat next year, which means you have to plant crops. And where are you going to plant these crops? It's not like there's some field someplace. It's not, you know, the church lawn isn't there. You can dig it up and put crops in it. It's trees everywhere.
Yeah, and Jamestown was, and well, still is, basically a swamp. I've been to Jamestown, and yeah, it does not seem like anywhere that I would want to live today, let alone 400 years ago when my ancestors came to Jamestown.
Why'd they pick it? Why? I mean, they had a boat, they could go up and down the, you know, they could have picked all kinds of different places. They picked Jamestown. Why?
Well, no matter where they would have landed, the name of the town was going to be Jamestown.
I understand. Thanks.
The reason
that
they picked where they did, I believe, was because it was in from the sea just a little bit. So they went up the river a little bit so that they weren't right on the sea. I don't know why they didn't go another mile further upriver. I am sure there's probably some kind of explanation written down somewhere, but I could not tell you why they didn't go upriver a little further. Why didn't they go down the coast or up the coast another 3 miles? So there are all kinds of questions that could be asked, but they settled where they settled.
So why we don't hear that much about Jamestown? You hear
right.
a great deal about the sort of Plymouth and you know where the Pilgrims land, but you don't. You know, Jamestown was a little bit earlier, but you don't hear much about it in American history. Why is that?
I honestly believe that part of it is that, you know, quote-unquote, the powers that be want to sort of gloss over Southern American history because there was this horrible institution called slavery.
There was slavery in Northern American history, too.
There was, but they don't ever mention that. They do not mention that slavery existed in New Jersey after the American Civil War.
Yeah, it would have existed in Maryland, and
yes.
There's a few other states that were along the edge that had slavery after the Civil War.
Kentucky, Missouri, Maryland, I believe Rhode Island still had a couple of slaves after the Civil War. Mm-hmm. New Hampshire, I believe, had abolished it
most of the slavery had been sort of done away with because the Quakers had gone on this huge anti-slavery rant. John Woolman, he's the third most famous Quaker. The first most famous is William Penn. The second most famous is George Fox, the founder. And John Woolman was this guy who received a conviction in meeting, that's what they call church, and said that slavery was wrong. I mean, you know, I don't think he went too far. Probably somebody else had thought that up to that point. But whatever, Woolman goes around, begins preaching to the Quakers. Quakers were a huge segment of the population at that time. And, you know, told them, you just got to let them go. Give them some money and let them go. You don't need somebody to buy it from you. You need to give them some money and let them go. And in many cases, that's what they did. That's why you had free blacks in the North.
Yeah, and the story about the very first slave owner, as we think of slavery, to where you would have somewhat, you know, claim ownership of the person for the entirety of their life, the first slave owner was actually a former slave himself.
Yeah.
Who sued in the colonial court for the right to keep the indenture of his slave for life. Where the guy wanted to transfer the indenture to another master, and Anthony Johnson didn't want to have any of it, so he went to court, and the court decreed that, yes, Mr. Johnson, you do get to have John Caesar for the rest of his life.
Why for the rest of his life? I mean, if it was indenture, was it a lifetime of indenture that he'd sold himself for?
No, it was only a term of years.
And then, so why did he get the full stretch?
That I've still not been able to figure out, but I've read documents about that case, but I can't actually find the court ruling.
Because, I mean, in many cases, what they did with indenture was that they would extend the period because they'd say, oh, they were a bad worker or whatever. And, you know,
it could have been that the period was extended because of, but it wound up being for the rest of this guy's life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, basically indentured servitude. You know, why would you let somebody go who's a worker? At some point or another, they'd have to let them go and give them some land, and they did. But, you know, it's an ugly history, a weird time. That's why I keep on saying that governments as we have them today are passed down to us from the master-servant model. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Happy Thanksgiving to you from Free Talk Live. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life.
For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.